Blog Talk Radio.
Resting place, for you said
PGN, where we do it more than we talk about it. Today is October 8th, 2022. I'm Carmen, your host for tonight, and welcome. I've been away for about 2 weeks. I had my dad pass away. That was a little hard. It's been two long, hard weeks, but I'm doing well. Tonight, I wanted to talk out of my heart, things that the Lord has been showing me. But before that, I want to let the newcomers, anyone that's new, know how this works on PGN. If you want prayer or prophecy tonight, you can go on your phone on your keypad and dial 1, and that will let you into the queue. And if you want to get off the queue, you dial 1 again, and it'll take you off. There'll be some operator saying you're now in the queue, okay? All right, and I wanted to talk. The Lord has been, for about 4 weeks now, he was talking to me about Nehemiah and the walls and building the walls up. And so I read that, and I knew that the Lord was trying to get my attention for things that were to come. But then this past week, he talked to me about watchmen again. And I guess he wants us to understand there's a difference between a watchman and a gatekeeper. This past week, in the last 2 weeks, I went on it to the airport. And in the airport, when you go in and you want to go up to go to your gate to take off, you have to go through some gates. They stopped me because I had change in my purse, so they stopped me to check me, right? And so that I went in, and so the Lord reminded me. He says, those people that checked you, those are gatekeepers. They watch the gates to allow people to come in and out. But a watchman is different. In the airport, the watchman will be a marshal, and you would never know who the marshal is. The marshal is armed and dangerous. He's got a firearm with him, and he can travel, and nobody even know that you can be sitting next to a marshal next to you. They're watching. They're keeping guard. They're watchmen. The Lord also was showing me about watchdogs, right? There's a difference, a big difference between gatekeepers and watchmen. And sometimes a person can be both, okay? And the Lord was showing me about my dog, my daughter's dog. She had this one dog that passed away. He was a big pit bull. And he was a mean-looking dog. And she adopted him, and he used to be a watch dog. The thing was that his owner had died, and he was locked into the place where he was watching. And so nobody knew, and the poor dog was getting skinny, hadn't eaten. And so they took him. Someone took him to the pound, and he was there. And so she took him. He had some behaviors that were different from other dogs. She had other dogs in the house, and she had another one that wasn't a watchdog. And every time this dog would hear a noise, she would be barking, but not Diesel. Diesel wouldn't bark for every noise. He was very quiet, but when he would hear her bark different, then he would get up and inspect quietly without barking, to see what he would catch. One day, her neighbor got too close to the fence, and as a watchdog, he was watching, and he nearly took his butt. he took his clothes, actually, and kind of bit him a little bit, nipped him. And so that man didn't know what was coming because he was so quiet about it. He just was taking care of his surroundings, of his home. And so watchmen are like that. They're quiet. They look, they see, and nobody even knows they're around. But when it comes time and the time comes, they go for the attack. Well, in the Bible, it talks about watchmen. And so God was telling me about Nehemiah and the wall. And so Nehemiah set up watchmen on the wall. What for? To watch at a distance the enemy coming. But there were gatekeepers, too. Those gatekeepers either allowed people, they inspected to see if there were people that should be there or shouldn't be there, and would allow them into the city. So let's suppose you go for an interview, and you are applying for a watchman's position. Are you a watchman that's blind, one that lacks knowledge, that is mute and doesn't bark when it needs to bark? Are you laying around sleeping all day? Okay, and what if you're and you may be a dog that a watchman that is like a dog that has a lot of appetite, but never does anything never does anything. We have shepherds like that are watchmen that lack understanding. They turn to their own ways. They seek their own gains. We see that today. And then they come and they cry out, you know, let's get wine. Let's drink. Let's fill ourselves with beer. These are people today talking like that. You know, and they'll say, for tomorrow will be like today or even better. You know, pipe dreams, huh? You could probably imagine that it wouldn't go well for you in a job interview. Why would your boss your future boss say, why would you be a great candidate? You know, and the person would say, well, I'm blind, blind as a bat. I can't hear anything. I don't have knowledge, and I sleep all day. Would you hire somebody like that? I don't think so. So we can't be blind, we can't be ignorant, and we can't be mute. Except for Diesel, that he had his own way of handling intruders. He was quiet, and so the word of God in Hebrews 13:17 says, "Obey your leaders and submit to their authority. They keep watch over you as men who must give an account. Obey them so that their work will be a joy, not a burden." For that would be of no advantage to you, right? So the word of God says here that we're supposed to obey the leaders and submit to them. And we need to pray for our leaders so that they can see. They're able to see the things that they need to pray about, the things that need to be put in prayer and come against. Acts 20:28 says, "Be on guard for yourself and for all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has given you overseers to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood." And also in Paul tells Timothy as a young leader in 1 Timothy 4:16, he says, "Watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers." So there is a responsibility as a watchman. And we are all to be gatekeepers and watchmen, because we either have to be watchmen in our homes, in our city. You know, God puts us in leadership positions. And so God is telling us, wake up. It's no more sleeping. It's time to wake up. There's things on the horizon coming, and you're not praying against it, and the enemy will be upon you before you know it. So in the Old Testament, the watchman would look out for any signs of disturbance or any activity of the enemy. And in 1 Peter 5:6-9, it says, "Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time, casting all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Be of sober spirit. Be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. But resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same experiences of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren who are in the world." That reminds me, like a roaring lion. A few years ago, I was in Puerto Rico with my parents, and I was, you know, having some issues, and I was in the room, laying there, praying to the Lord and saying, "Lord, how do I handle this? Who do I get assistance from?" And I'm here talking to the Lord, and he shows me a vision of my dad's cousin. She was a good cousin, and she was a pastor. And so, but in that vision, I saw her with black hair. And I didn't understand it. And I'm like, what? So I continue talking to the Lord, and I'm here talking to him, and all of a sudden he interrupts my talk, and I see a lion. In my vision, I'm seeing a live lion, and I couldn't hear him, but I could see him like roaring, right? And it was so real. It was a big lion, and I was like, what are you trying to tell me? I couldn't understand it, but I knew in my spirit that I was supposed to contact her. So I called her that day, and she told me that she had Bible studies that night. And she came and picked me up, and so I went with her. The lady that was her armor bearer, her right hand, opens the door to the church and turns the lights on to the church. When I look in the middle of the church, there is a statue of a lion. And I started to laugh, and they go, well, what are you laughing about? And I go, I'll tell you after the Bible study. And so I look at the wall, and there's a Lion of Judah. There's a picture of the tabernacle, and I just laughed. And so we prayed, and we went through the Bible study. And so I tell them what my vision was, and they started laughing. And I go, she goes, a lot of people do not like us having this statue here, but it's in honor of the Lord. Because they had an amazing night where the Lord had visited them, and this one lady saw a lion, a beautiful large lion coming in with piercing eyes. His eyes are beautiful, she says. And she saw him going down the aisle, looking intently at each person, sort of like looking to see if the enemy was around. And he was beautiful, but he was checking everybody out. So the Lord is a watchman. He is a watchman. And I say that story so that you can relate to that. So in 1 Peter 5:6-9, it says, therefore, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time, casting all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Be of sober spirit. Be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. But resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same experiences of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren who are in the world. So it's no different for us. Other believers around the world are experiencing the same things, the same attacks. And so God tells us to be sober, to be on the alert, okay, to be on the watch. Why? Because the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But we have to keep watch so that doesn't happen. And this is not just for leaders or some specialized ministry or special prayer warriors. It's for all of us. It's for you. So don't let the enemy rob from you. Don't let the enemy come. He loves to destroy. See, he hates you. He hates all of us because we carry Jesus. He wants to rob your faith. So resist him firm in the faith, casting your anxieties on the Lord, for he cares for you. He is the one that's going to do it. It's not our battle. It's the Lord's. But you have to pray things in. You have to be watchful. So watchful for when the enemy comes. Nehemiah 4:7-15 says, but when Sanballat, Tobiah, and Arab, the Amorites, and the men of Ashdod heard that the repairs to Jerusalem's wall had gone ahead, and to the gaps were being closed, they were very angry. They all plotted together to come and fight against Jerusalem and stir up trouble against it. But we prayed to our God and posted a guard day and night to meet this threat. Meanwhile, the people of Judah said, the strength of the laborers is giving out, and there is so much rubble that we cannot rebuild the wall. Also, our enemies said, before they knew it or see us, we will be right there among them and will kill them and put an end to the work. Then the Jews who lived near them came and told us 10 times over, wherever you turn, they will attack us. Therefore, I stationed some of the people behind the lowest points of the wall at the exposed places, posting them by families with their swords, spears, and bows. After I looked things over, I stood up and said to the nobles, the officials, and the rest of the people, do not be afraid of them. Remember the Lord, who is great and awesome, and fight for your brothers, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your homes. When our enemies heard that we were aware of these plots and that God had frustrated it, we all returned to the wall, each to his own work. So Nehemiah was encouraging them and saying, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. And they were saying, you know, but look at all the stuff that we have to do. Look at all the rubble. It's just a lot. It's too much for us. We can't do it. But it's, if you try doing it in your own strength, you can't do it. It has to be in the strength of the Lord, trusting him. And that's what I want to come to, that the battle is the Lord's. It is not ours. We do what we need to do and trust him. Amen? So in Psalms 127:1, it says, unless the Lord builds the house, its labors labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen stand guard in vain. If you do it in your own strength, it'll be in vain. You can't do it in your own strength. Psalms 121:4-5, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. So he's going to be there. He's a watchman. He's our heavenly watchman. So we have to be careful not to be sleeping when we need to be awake. We need to be alert, vigilant. So the Lord, this is what he was giving me. And he was saying, this is for everyone. We need to watch our homes. We need to watch our cities, our country. There's things that are coming that will affect us, and it will affect us more if we are not vigilant and we let the enemy come upon us. Amen? Because it's the Lord that's going to do it. It's the Lord. It doesn't mean that because all these things are happening all around us that it's going to happen the same way to us. No. We are God's, and he protects us, but we have to stand guard. We have to pray. We have to stop the enemy, just like those marshals and those gatekeepers in the airport. They are not going to let the enemy come in. They're going to take care of him. We've seen shootings this past week in different places, in Walmart. It's just crazy. You never know where danger is going to come from. We need to be ready. Amen. And so it says here in Samuel, 2 Samuel 5:6-7, now the king and his men went to Jerusalem against the Jebusites, the inhabitants of the land, and they said to David, you shall not come in here, but the blind and the lame will turn you away, thinking David cannot enter here. Nevertheless, David captured the stronghold of Zion, that is the city of David. So he took the stronghold. There may be strongholds in your life that the enemy has taken you captive in. And so you need to fight. You can't be weak. You need to allow God. And don't allow the enemy to lie to you that it can't be done, that it's too much. No. If it's in your own strength, it can't. But if it's in God, he can do it. He can do it. Amen. And so 2 Corinthians 10:3-5, it says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses. We are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God. And we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of God, of Christ. So we have to watch how we are thinking, because the battle starts there. You'll lose your battle if you are not bringing every thought to the obedience of Christ. That you do it by seeking his word, reading his word, being in agreement with God's word, watching what goes into your thinking so that the enemy doesn't come in to steal later on bigger things. Amen? All right. So that's my two cents for this week. I'm going to minister tonight, and I hope that you take this message seriously, because there are some hard days coming ahead, and some of you will not be able to make it, and there's going to be such things that are happening that people are going to be so tied up that if you don't learn how to fight, you're going to be clobbered. It's just like being a soldier in a war. If that soldier didn't learn what he needed in the basic training and all the other training, when he goes out to war, he's going to be clobbered. He's going to be wasted. So we don't want to be like that. We want to be armed and dangerous, that when the enemy sees us waking up, he says, oh, no, she's up, he's up. You can't, you have authority. I was listening to this one lady the other day, how she was saying that there was a storm coming near her home. And she got mad. She took authority. She says, oh, no, devil, you're not going to come here and destroy my home. As a matter of fact, you're not going to come here in this neighborhood to destroy this neighborhood. And she started taking authority over it and praying over that. And do you know, the storm hit, I think it was a hurricane or a tornado, I don't know what it was, but she said she prayed, and it did not affect her neighborhood at all. Not a tree went down, nothing, nothing, because she took authority over it. And then there was another pastor that said, let's take authority over this. Recently they had hurricanes in Florida, and he was telling his people to anoint their homes. Those that anointed their homes and prayed, and he prayed over them, nothing happened. Nothing happened. So there's going to be some rough things happening, and this is the time of repentance, and we need to be prepared and repented and in right standing with God, because there's going to be some weird stuff happening. I also wanted to talk about something I sent to Prophet Randy. There was a video that I was watching about prophecy. It was just two guys, two techies, talking to each other. And one was a specialist in technology. And he was telling this other gentleman how technology has gotten so advanced that the intelligence of robots are being so advanced that they're actually more advanced than human in some cases, and some of them are not behaving properly too. They're being really aggressive, and they think that these things they're a blessing. They have brought a lot of good things. You know, our computers, our tablets, our televisions, all this stuff. You know, for entertainment and for work and all that. That all comes from that technology, from these scientists. And I was looking at, and I've bought this message before, it's about CERN. And CERN is a place in Switzerland and part of France. So what the technology there is, it's underground in the form of a circle. It's a huge place. And what they're doing is trying to break the particle, sort of kind of like replicating the Big Bang again. And so out of those studies, that research, a lot of good has come out of it. Our computers, our screens, all this stuff comes from what they've learned through all that. But it's underground. And they don't know. They say that they're trying to open a door, sort of like a black hole, but they don't know if something will go into it or come out of it. Well, the thing is, me researching other things, China has one 5 times bigger than the one in Switzerland. Japan has another one. So they're doing all this research underground. And so in Revelations, it talks about, you know, where these creatures are going to be coming out of portals. It's sort of like a portal. And some people were against them building that because they were desecrating cemeteries, you know, old ancient Babylonian cemeteries. And, you know, especially Indian people that were in those areas that were saying, you know, they're touching, they're opening a portal because a lot of supernatural activities happen in there. And so a lot of statues of Shiva, which is a god of destruction, is there, is in front of their building. And they had a ceremony in the opening ceremony for this CERN place where there was demonic dances, even a goat that looked sort of like how the Satanists operate, you know, how the, you know, the ram. There was a lot of dances that were just really strange. And the things that they were saying were really off, really strange, and it sounded almost like they were siding with the darkness. And so I'm not going to get too much into it because I want you guys to search it out for yourselves and see what you find out about CERN. So a lot of it is good. This technology is good, but I think that it may be something that opens the door for the enemy. And so these, going back to that video of these two men, they were discussing the book of Revelation, how it talks about the Antichrist coming back and being killed, and then he raises up from the dead, how the technology now could be make us be deceived into thinking that possibly someone is alive when they aren't alive. And sometimes the things that we see on media, on the internet, on TV, may not be reality because it looks so real. They were stating that someone made a video years ago of Obama, and it was so real. It was like Obama talking, and it was his words. What they had used, the AIs had used his face, his voice, and everything to make him sound like he was cussing, and that didn't happen. Also, with this technology, I don't know if you've ever seen America, Britain got talent, something like that. Well, there was a winner in a season that displayed his talent. And it was a gentleman that worked with technology, and he put Elvis Presley on the screen and talking to the audience like if he was really there. And so next thing you know, one of the judges is singing like he was singing in the group. And then all of a sudden, the two ladies that were the judges were also on the screen. Well, these two gentlemen on the video were saying that now technology has gotten so far that they've had concerts. There was a concert with Tupac, who had been killed and died years ago, but the AIs had gotten all the information from this man, and they had him in the concert. It was not 3D. It was even better than 3D. I don't know if you've ever seen Star Wars and things like that, where they would the holograms or something like that. I don't know the terminology because I'm not into all of that. But where you can see the person from all sides, they are able to bend the image to make it look like you're seeing the person there. So this Tupac spoke in the concert and entertained them, and it wasn't him. It was AIs that were able to display that. And so they say that, who knows, it's possibly that's how they're going to deceive all of us, making us think that, you know, the AIs are going to create this, making it look like it's the Antichrist being alive again. So we don't know. Technology is advancing in leaps and bounds. Some of it is good, but some of it is really, really, really demonic. There's robots out that look just like people. So I'm saying this not to create fear, but for you to be on the lookout, and not so that you will not be deceived, but you have to pray, be watchmen, gatekeepers, praying and seeking God, and having him give you the strategies of how to fight these battles that you're going to face. And so be not mocked. What a man sows, he's going to reap. So I don't want your lives to be hurt. I am a watchman, and I'm giving you these things so that you open your eyes and you realize there's something coming in the horizon, and you have to be ready. So amen. And that was my bit. I'll be taking calls tonight. My first caller is 662-806. And your name and where you're from.
Hi, this is Cynthia from, this is Cynthia from Mississippi.
Hello, Cynthia. Give me a minute. I'll put you on mute. All right. Give me a minute. Thank you, Lord, for Cynthia from Mississippi, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for her life, Father God. The Lord is saying, taste and see that the Lord is good. There's going to be some things that he's going to show you, and you're going to see how good he is. Taste and see that the Lord is good. There's going to be some things. I can sense you've been going through some struggles, but God says, keep your mind on me, and you will see that you can trust me. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Thank you, Lord, for Cynthia. I thank you, Lord, for her faith, for rising like never before. Thank you, Lord, for the testimonies that are coming out of her, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for the raising of her faith. We just thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because she will taste and see that the Lord is good. It's almost like I see you like putting something in your mouth, and you're like going, this is good. And so things are going to turn around for you because you're lining up. You know what you have to do, and you are trusted in the Lord. And your thinking is not the way that the enemy wants you to believe. The enemy wants you to believe that all this other stuff is it can't be done. But you know God. You trust God. So you're going to taste and see that the Lord is good. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Cynthia, hello. How are you?
Hello. I'm good. I was just listening to you, your message, and it was very good. I needed to hear it. And
yes.
Also,
I wanted to check it out too. Some of the things that I was talking about tonight, check it out for yourself so you can see what's really going on in the world. We have to be alert. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Seen on television a while back, they showed this lady robot, and you're right, they had features like a human, and just very humanistic, but she was a real robot. It wasn't like a movie. It was a real robot, and it was just very, very strange.
Disturbing.
Yes, very, very disturbing.
Yeah. If you guys want to, when you get a chance, look for the YouTube video that says "Artificial Intelligence and the End Times Prophecy." Let me see who. The Elvis seemed real. That's all I can see right there. But I have sent that to Prophet Randy. I said, look what's going on. This is crazy. There's just crazy stuff, you know. But let me see if I could see who they are. Live Simple. Let me see. Live Simple, Live Free. Sorry, my glasses. And that's who they are. Click on them. You can see the artificial intelligence thing. It shocked me. I was like, you know, I have been watching about Stern lately and all the stuff that's going on. They had turned off the machine that they use some protons to break them up and, you know, all this stuff. It's a lot of scientific terminology. They had turned it off and they had turned it on. They had turned it off for a while, but lately there was some news that they had turned it on and it was more powerful. They had done some maintenance on that machinery. And so many people are concerned about that. What are they opening themselves up to? Are they opening themselves to a Pandora's box, that something that they won't be able to shut off, and maybe a portal of some kind? I mean, even in the Bible, it talks about certain places where the men of God, Jacob, saw the ladders of Jacob with the angels going up and down. That was a portal to heaven. So if there's portals to heaven, the enemy imitates everything. And so the enemy will probably try the same thing. So we need to pray. We are so close. And I had sent him the video about the five heifers. There's prophecies constantly happening. New things are happening that were, you know, and it's so, I mean, I've never heard of it before like this. I mean, I had heard prophecies being fulfilled, but not in the amount and the speed that they're coming in. So we have to get ready, and we shouldn't be in fear. Go ahead.
Right. I know it's like everything is happening all at once. It's like, oh my gosh, you hear one, then you hear another one, then you hear another one, you another one, and it's like all happening. And it's just...
So what have you heard? What have you heard?
Well, about the everything that Prophet Randy's been saying about the Antichrist, and then, like you say, about the robots, and you know, you're talking about the portals, the you know, the, and like the angels come maybe through a portal, I don't know, but the devil, he is releasing his demons, you know, on the earth all the time. So, you know, they've got to have a portal, and it's just, and also years ago, I heard that this person was drilling to the center of the earth. He wanted to record it, and he actually got a recording of screams, horrific screams.
Yes, I heard of that years ago.
Yeah. Yes.
That there was an evangelist in Puerto Rico that had a little magazine that he would have out, and he reported that there was some scientists that were digging into the earth, and they got really deep in there. I mean, it was real deep to, you know, trying to get to the core to see what was in the core of the earth, and they stopped because they heard screams.
Yeah,
they were hearing screams, you know.
I heard a recording of it. And it was it was horrible, and just, it just was horrible. And it was from what's his name, had a copy put out, a black evangelist, pastor Creflo Dollar. He had a recording you could order. Yeah. And I got it, and I wish I'd never gotten it, but I gave it away to someone lost, you know. And but it's just so many things. And
well, I first heard about it around 27 years ago.
Oh, really?
That's how long I've heard about that, with, you know, through sisters that, you know, and they showed me the magazines, and I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, it was about 12 years ago, I guess, when I saw it on Creflo Dollar. It's just very scary,
Yeah, but we shouldn't be afraid, you know. We need to take the Lord. He'll give us guidance. And if you haven't, you know, for those that are listening, if you don't know how to hear the Lord, this is the time to develop all of that and seek him like never before. If we have to be those brides that are full of oil. And, you know, it is important to also, when we're listening, not to listen with the old way of thinking. Because if you do, you're going to miss out on what God is trying to tell you. You cannot put old wine, new wine in old wineskins, because those old wineskins, the old ways of doing it, have already been stretched out, right? And so just like the wineskin that is stretched out, it doesn't go back. You have to keep it, you know, you can keep the wine, the bag lubricated with the oils and all that, but if we're not seeking the Lord, the anointing of God, that wine bag is not going to be useful. I was watching a video on how the wine bags were made from the goat skin, and they invert the hairs inside. And what they do is they try to get a whole piece. They try to get the whole piece. And so they take sap from a tree, and they mix it in with spices and olive oil, and they melt it all together, and then they pour that in there sort of like to lubricate and seal everything. Once they do that, then they add, you know, some wine, and it turns, you know, kind of bad, and they dump that out. Once that's cured, then they add the good wine. But the outside has to be maintained, and you have to maintain the wine skin, you know, with the oils. Otherwise, it won't be flexible. It won't be pliable. And that's what God is trying to show us, too, that we need to be flexible. We need to be pliable when we receive his word. We can't be stiff and thinking that we can continue in the old ways. Otherwise, you will not be able to understand what God is saying. You have to have a mind that is touched by the oil of the Holy Spirit, that anointing, the oil. That's why the virgins have to be full of oil, because what's coming, if you're not, you're not going to be able to understand what God is trying to tell you, how he wants you to what he wants you to do. And for those that are not seeking God in the ways that he wants them to seek him, it's going to destroy them, because they're going to want to understand things in a way that they can't follow with the old, and they won't be able to deal with what's coming. So it is very important to ask God, Lord, make me teachable, make me pliable, anoint me, touch me, how, show me anything that shouldn't be in my life that I can't be thinking anymore, the way that I'm, you know, my mind has to be set in a certain way, like the scripture that I was reading about, let's see where it is. Let me see. I was talking about taking captive every thought to the obedience of Christ. So, you know, the enemy fights us in our thinking. But if our thinking is still the old ways and not the ways that God, it's going to be hard. It has to be God transforming us, shaking us and removing the things that shouldn't be there. And so people that put God on a shelf, it's just like having their wineskins get all dried. And what happens eventually? Those wineskins, there's no liquid inside of them. They dry up, and then you can't use them later on. They stick together. That sap and all that mixture gets stuck together. And if you try pulling it apart, what happens? It tears. It tears. It's like a glue inside. It goes, you know. And so we have to, it's not a one-time thing. It's a daily thing that we daily have to seek him and allow him to transform our minds to his obedience. And when we're out of line, quickly bring those thoughts to the obedience of Christ. The enemy's sneaky. He will bring those thoughts from things that you're watching, from things that other people are saying, from the radio, from the TV. We have to be so careful nowadays. We have to be in His Word, especially now because the darkness is so dark. It's getting darker, so we need more of the oil. Stay lubricated. Amen. We don't walk in fear.
Amen.
We don't walk in fear because that's right there. That's not God. That's
right.
Not God. That's, you know, and if we are, then we need to start seeking the Lord and saying, okay, Lord, there's some things here that shouldn't be there. Help me. Help me to line up. And those are indicators too, you know, Lord, you know, and you do your battle. And don't allow the enemy to lie to you and say, this is too much. Just like the people in Nehemiah's days, they were saying, like, there's so much rubble. We cannot rebuild the walls. It's just too much. Our strength is out. We're out of strength. We can't do it. Yes, you're going to be out of strength, but it's not in your strength. It's in God's strength. So that's why we've got to seek Him more, and it'll work. He'll overcome. The battle belongs to the Lord. And so we have to be in agreement with what God's word says. And if we're not, we need to get in shape. We need to get working. Amen? So.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Amen.
I also sent Randy a video a few days ago or a couple of weeks ago, and it was over in Europe. They had this big thing in the Commonwealth. They had this giant bull statue, and around the bull they were doing this dance, and they were bowing down to that bull, and then
like
there was somebody flying. And they were had somebody on top of it that came out flying on this thing. I don't even know what it was, but it was flying, and it just. I know one minister said they were ushering in the Antichrist. I don't know where he got that from, that, but that's what he thought it was.
Well,
there's
going to be a lot of things that are real and some that are not. And so what I suggest to everybody is don't allow yourself to be deceived. Don't allow yourself to be deceived and allow yourself to be walking in fear with what you see. There's a lot of stuff that's made up on the internet. And so we need to walk in what God says. But these things are true, these AIs and all that stuff, and these things are true. But they're using their knowledge to deceive, they possibly, you know. And they're already doing that. Look at that the ones that won in the Britain Got Talent. Or was it America Got Talent? I don't watch none of that, so I don't know the names to it. But these things, you know, are already deceiving people. You know, it's just like magic. Magic is not of the Lord. Magic, you know, some of these people that work magic, it's demonic. And so we need to keep ourselves from being deceived. We need to be on the word. We need to be in the word so that the enemy doesn't come in and trick us. And steal from us, you know, steal our peace, steal the peace of God within us, because we become afraid of what we're seeing. And it may be a lie. It may be a lie. And we shouldn't be afraid of none of that, because greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. Amen.
Go ahead. Would you just pray over my mind?
Okay, I will. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for Cynthia. Thank you, Father God, because like I said before, she will taste and see that the Lord is good, because she's seeking the Lord. And we take authority over any ungodly thoughts or fears that may have come in by the enemy. But thank you, God, for you're greater. You're the greater one. You're the greater one. Greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. We thank you, Father God. We just pray that you touch her mind right now. We command that spirit of fear to go. Anything that, that she may have watched or seen that may have deceived her in any way. I need to get a glass of water. We just thank you, Father God. Father God, because you're coming in and you're breathing life. You're breathing life. I'm sensing that you're getting set free. Sometimes, you know, when I'm praying over people, I call it proxy. I'm the one that experiences it, you know, for the person when they're getting set free. And I think that the Lord is, or I know that the Lord is setting you free right now. We command that spirit to go right now in Jesus' name. Go now back to the pit of hell where you came from, never to return. Get out of her in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is over her mind and her thinking. And so, Cynthia, I want you to start, you know, reading the Word of God, having worship music. And be careful with what you watch on TV and things like that, because, you know, like these men were saying in the video, there's a lot of things that are lies. They're, you know, like that concert that they had that dead man up there singing, you know, and talking to the crowd, you know. Oh. And so it was deception. And so don't allow yourself to be deceived. And so you do that not in your own strength, through the Word of God. The battle is in the mind. That's where the battle starts. And if he can have your mind, then he can have everything else, because then the enemy comes in to take it from you, because you come in agreement with the enemy, believing what he says and not what God says. So allow God to do the battle by reading the Word of God. The battle is his. It's in his strength. Amen. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Touch her inner man right now. Touch her inner man, Father God. Set her free in Jesus' name. Set her free in Jesus' name. You know, one time I was praying with a friend, right? We would always pray on Friday nights. And her daughter wasn't living right. This girl was not living right at all. And she wanted to join us, and I told her mom, you know what, I think this is a little bit beyond her. And, you know, what could happen is that the presence of God be so strong that she can actually get set free. But it's not good, because she's not ready for it, I told her. She's living in sin. And so she said, well, let her, it'll help her, and she really wants to. And I said, all right, but I already told you. And so this young lady, I mean, she's a mother of three kids, and she comes in. We start praying, and she starts praying with us. Oh, my goodness. She wasn't getting the deliverance. It was coming out through us, but we weren't the ones that were being delivered. It was her. It was this young lady. She was being delivered, and it was coming out through us. We were coughing, and it took me for a little bit, and then it took my friend. And so she finished. She was able to, while this girl stood there holding our hands, and yet it was for her. So God has different ways of doing deliverance. And I feel that God did something tonight for you. I felt it coming out through my mouth, and it was for you. It was for you. This is not nothing new for me. It's not nothing new. So, but we have to, you know, be aware that we can't fool around with, you know, the presence of God and the ways of God. We have to really get serious. It's no more doing business as we usually do it. Time to arise. It's time to wake up, sleeping giants. Amen. So I know God did something for you tonight, Cynthia. How do you feel?
Amen. I felt almost like oil in my mind somehow.
Yeah. So don't fear, and stay in the Word of God, because that's what's going to keep you from being deceived. You know, we're going to see all these things. We're going to see, I always, Lord, show me, you know, and some of it I laugh I laugh at some of the things that I see. I'm like, oh, give me a break. Really? So just be careful, okay? Just be careful because they will try to deceive. All right. Is there anything else you'd like me to pray for or give a testimony?
No, I think that's about it. And thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Well, God bless you.
Praise
you have an
Jesus.
Awesome
Thank
Say
you.
That? I'm sorry. You're welcome.
I just said praise
right.
Jesus. Thank you.
All right. You have a blessed week, Cynthia.
You too.
Right.
Bye-bye.
All right. All right. My next caller, I want to do it in the order that I receive it. All right. Some people come in and they go out. All right. The next one is 404-453, your name and where you're from.
Hello, Carmen. This is Madeline.
Madeline. Okay. All right. Madeline, give me a minute. Let me put you on mute, and I'll come right back to you. Thank you, Lord, for Madeline, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We just take authority over that. Somebody's having, I don't know, like light migraines or headaches. And I bind that in the name of Jesus. I command that to leave them now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for Madeline, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. I just heard a song that says, row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 merry, life is but a dream. So I don't know exactly, but it may not have been but a dream, like a dream, but God is saying, just come into my boat and you'll see the things that I'm going to show you so that you can go into the deep waters. And walk with me. Come on and walk with me. Walk with me. You fear not. You will not fail. You will not fail. Come on to the boat with me and you will see. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, he's like calling you like he was calling Peter. Come on, come out of the boat. Come out of the boat. Walk with me. Walk on the waters with me. You will not fail. You will not fail. He wants you in the deeper waters, Madeline. He wants you in the deeper waters, no more shallow water. He wants you in the deeper waters. He wants to do great and mighty things in you. Thank you, Father. You think you've seen. But you're going to see even more. You're going to see even more. And then you're going to say, row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Something like that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Yep, 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 yep. Faith is rising. Faith is rising. Faith is rising. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Fill her with that. Fill her, fill her, fill her, fill her, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Step out. Step out. I see you stepping out. Jesus is holding your hand, and you're stepping out of the boat. Hallelujah. You're stepping out of the boat like a lady, you know, gently coming out of it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in Madeline's life. Thank you, Lord, for the things that we're going to hear coming from her, Father God, the testimonies. Thank you, Lord. The best is yet to come. Amen. All right. All right. Let me get back to Madeline. Madeline, are you there?
Thank you. Yes, I'm here. Yes, yes, yeah.
What is going on, girl?
Oh gosh, this is so wonderful. I like the word that you were giving, and it was so much confirmation about the reading the word, because he's been telling me that I've been telling others, prepare yourself. We got to be prepared and ready.
Mm-hmm.
And the scriptures, every last one of them was on point. If you believe, and yes, I know that he was telling me to step out and not be afraid of the looks on the faces and people that once knew you, thought they know you, and there was some things spoke out against me, and I was not moved by it. Matter of fact, the Lord told me last week, it was something that someone was coming against, and it was subtle. It's not mean, it's not, but it's sneaky and subtle and discrediting your name and thinking they know, you know, just putting you out there. And I heard my Lord says, I told you to pray. He said, I told you to love your enemies. Mm. I said, okay. And it didn't take effect. It was like it was just on shallow. But God is saying, when it comes like that, you humble that, you come to me. And that word was so profound of he'll fight your battles. But in our minds and in our doctrine of the way we were raised and things fight back in the flesh, that's not right. You pray in the spirit, you walk in the spirit, and you walk in the power of his might and love. He just, you know, it is. I'm not going to fight against something that's already mine, already. No, you don't have to do that. I was asking his opportunity to let his light shine in me that I can share the gospel of what he's doing. And so the enemy was coming against dividing my family, my kids and stuff, but I read the word that you gotta allow certain things of family of holding on lightly. It's about him. And then he's going to, as he promised, to protect, to provide for your loved ones and those that are close. Mm-hmm. But meanwhile, we've got to be about his business, and that's something I wanted for him because of his goodness in my life. Even though going through, he bottles up every tear I dropped. But we got to be about his business, and I'm ready to go. I'm ready to do it. It's just like,
And it takes a lot to walk on the water in love. It's a lot.
Yes,
it's a lot. But when you do it and you overcome, and there's a reward in it. There's a awesome reward.
Ooh. Oh,
he's
going to
take you into deeper.
Yeah.
And for other things, you're going to see, Madeline, he's going to take you to other things when you go through this. And you.
Yeah. I can't hear you. What'd you say,
Carmen? We're going from level to level.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're always going from level to level. But, you know, when you get through this, you know, walking deeper in that love, you're going to go through another level. We all go from level.
Amen.
So I see that. I saw the Lord holding your hand and you know, lifting your legs and coming off the boat and walking.
Yeah.
He's holding your hand.
Yes. I believe that and I receive that. And that's what he's been doing. He was telling me, don't be afraid. And he removed the spirit of fear of faces, the looks of faces, people in authority. And I like what the word was in Hebrew 13. It's why he was talking about those that usurp authority. If we just do what the word said because we believe, not mimic it and try to work it out humanly, but when we believe, it comes in our heart and it's done. It's done. And as I'm seeing, he's saying some powerful things, and we're going to have to be ready for this demonic world that are taking over the weak, because when you don't know him for yourself, and to pray and join for others in our country and our leaders and people in authority, yeah, we're a threat to them, because most of them will attack, and unfortunately I've seen it so much of the attack in the body, it's ridiculous, you know. There aren't
but
no
that's
loved
his
one
strategy. That's his strategy.
Yeah.
If you look at Nehemiah,
yeah,
that's what he had
yeah
to do. He had to
yeah
defeat what the three enemies were coming in to try to discourage him from doing what God had put in his heart, the desire to build a wall. And so you
yeah
have desires, and Prophet Randy had been talking about that. You have desires,
yeah,
and so those are from the Lord. And the enemy will try to come and discourage you. And just like the people, they were saying, but, you know, there's a lot of rubble. We're powerless.
Yeah.
We don't have the strength. We're tired. You know, how are we going to
yeah
do this? Don't
yeah
listen to the enemy
oh
and allow God to do it. He's the one that's going to, the battle is his. But we have to
yeah
put
yeah
the word in us. We can't stay
amen
ignorant of God's word. We can't stay blind.
Ooh.
We can't
yeah
be shut up. You know, muted,
yes,
you know, like COVID did with the mask. It was covering our mouths,
yes,
shutting us up. We can't do that anymore. So we got to open our eyes, you know, to see what the enemy's trying to do. You know, he's trying to take
yeah
away from your family. He's trying to take away from the city, our country, and all that stuff. And we have to
yeah
be those watchmen and gatekeepers to get that stuff out.
Ooh,
we can't watch
you,
it, be in ignorance. It has to be with God's word. We have to have God's word so that we have the wisdom. Without him, we can't not discern
cool
the troubles that are coming on the horizon. And so, you
amen
know, and do the watch, you know, the watchdog, right? He starts barking.
Yeah.
He doesn't shut up. He goes to the
yeah
to the fence and he starts, you know, barking and letting everybody know, hey, there's an enemy here.
Yeah.
Like my daughter's dog, you know.
Yeah,
let her know that there's something not right. So we got to, you know, be a watchman. But watchmen in every area. We're leaders in some area, in our homes, you know, in our jobs.
Yes.
You know, so we have to alert, sound the alarm when we see something. But we can't do that if we're sleeping, if we're not reading the word, staying shut and too afraid.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen. That was happening, people in my home, in my church. They was trying to shut me up, but I said, no, I'm moving you forward. And because I do have a message, and you cannot shut me because I know the truth and where he wants me to stay. And so it is the next level. Yep, I agree. And preparation is now. Preparing our homes, preparing our minds, physically, spiritually, be ready. Just stand, you
yeah
know,
and not engage.
Have the word drawn. Yeah, it
or
is.
Offensive,
and,
you know, because that'll stop us from going to where God wants us. So we have to be careful and walk in love and not in offense.
Amen.
And not take offense.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. I receive that. That's
so
awesome. That's confirmation. Yep.
Amen. Yes. So is there
yes
a testimony, something you want us to pray about?
Well, I do want to pray. My little grandson had he had a hernia, and he some other child had pushed him, and so the hernia was there, but he was suffering from pain. But he's had his little surgery, and I'm just praying that my family, my children, will be able to come together, because my family has been separated and divided by nonsense of family, and my children were not seeing me, speaking to one another, and that type of stuff was in my family on my dad's side, where family,
mm-hmm,
sister, brothers was not speaking to each other for years, and it's and it's foolish, and I don't like it. You know, we're believers, and so things had come up against my family, my children, my husband, the things in there, and so I'm praying that it will be done away with, and that my husband and we'll be on one accord and be able to do the work God has called to do, and also for the protection of my children, my adult children, grandchildren, because I haven't seen two of my granddaughters, and one of them, I don't know where that one is. She's just had a hard life, it's just time for them to come home and be who God has called them to be. And I know He has a calling on their lives. And that's my prayer.
All right, let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, first of all, we lift up Madeline's grandson, Father God, from this hernia, Father God, without surgery. Lord, we just pray for rapid healing, Father God, and he'll be healed in no time, Father God. We pray that you touch that child from his head to his feet, and we declare that he is healed in Jesus' name. And we thank you for that. And Father God, we just pray for Madeline and everybody on the line that may have the same issues with family, division, the fighting, division, misunderstandings. The enemy twisting words and making them hear things that are not what was said. Lord, we just pray, Father God, that there'll be unity, Father God. We pray that the power of God, the anointing, the blood of Jesus, break of those powers that are interfering in each and every family, Father God, dealing with things like this, Father God. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you allow unity to happen, Father God, that your love pour out on each and every family member, Father God. We just thank you, Father God, for the work that you're doing right now, and that when the enemy comes in, Father God, to try to touch the family, Lord, that he encounters the blood of Jesus, that he encounters Jesus, and that he realizes that he can't touch this, that he can't touch this, and he can't touch this in Jesus' name. And we just thank you, Father God, for that. We ask you, Father God, that you move in a special way in each and every family represented here. Now, those that are listening on the radio, Father God, that they will hear, Father God, and that their families will be restored to where you want them, that you will have such unity, Father God, that conviction will be hitting those that are in opposition, Father God, that they realize that the enemy is lying to them. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but Jesus came to bring life and more abundantly. And so we thank you, Father God, for the restoration. We thank you, Father God, for the love. And Lord, for that wayward granddaughter and any other wayward prodigal, Father God, we just pray that you touch their hearts and that you bring them back into the fold in Jesus' name. We ask you, Father God, that they cannot help themselves, that they desire that, Father God. We pray that you touch their desires, that you touch their hearts, that they have a hunger for their family, for the unity of the family, Father God, that they cannot help themselves, that they are drawn, Father God, back home, Father God. We just thank you for those prodigals coming back home, Father God, that they come home humble, that they come home full of expectations to be loved, Lord, and that when they do come, Father God, that love is poured onto each and every one of them, Father God. We thank you, Father God.
Thank you.
We thank you because you're greater. You're greater. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We just thank you, Father God, for that moving in their hearts, Father God. Shatter the works of the enemy in their hearts. Give them a heart of flesh and take the stony hearts away in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God. And we pray for each and every person here and their family members, Father God, that you bring them to salvation, that you give them a hunger and thirst for righteousness, Father God. We just thank you, Lord. We just thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. There's nothing impossible with you. Nothing impossible with you, and we thank you ahead of time because we know it's done. We thank you, Lord.
Father.
We know it's done in Jesus' name.
Thank
and we
you,
just
Jesus.
Lift up your holy name. We bless your name, Father God.
Thank
you,
you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
So much, Lord.
Ooh,
thank you.
Lord.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. It went out, and I touch and agree with that prayer.
Thank you,
and
Lord.
Everybody that's on it, that's going through. Yes, it's time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. It is time. Bless you too. I love you, and you continue. I'm praying for you too, and the mighty word, and it's on. Thank you. God bless
you. God bless you. Bye bye. God bless you. Have a wonderful week. All right. 803-991. Your name and where you're from.
Hi, Carmen. It's Angela, South Carolina.
Hello, Miss Angela. All right. Give me one moment here. Thank you, Lord. I lift up Angela, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're not living in a fantasy world. You're living in the world of God. And you know who your Father God is. You know who your Father God is, that there is nothing impossible for him. Nothing impossible for him. And that when the enemy comes in to try to attack, you know that it is not attacking the flesh, and because it's not against flesh and blood that we come against, but against powers and principalities and rulers and wickedness in high places. We thank you, Lord, for this prayer warrior. We thank you, Father God. Father God, because you're raising her up in a new level. Thank you, Jesus. A new level, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for the things that you're showing her. For her eyes, I pray that you anoint her eyes even more, Father God, that she would see the plans of the enemy from far away. Thank you, Lord, for letting her see. And I thank you, Lord, for giving her the strategies, the battle plans. Thank you, Lord. And she's got ears to hear. I see those ears. They're propping out. They're going out, and they're listening. I thank you, Lord, for her listening ears, Father God. And I bind the enemy from coming and bringing any kind of deception to lie and make it sound like it's God when it's not. I thank you, Lord, for this woman of God. And I ask you, Father God, to give her more. Give her more. Give her more. And I just see your tongue, like God's going to use your mouth. I see you, like God's going to use your mouth. And the enemy doesn't like it because it's fire. Fire is coming out of that mouth. The fire of the Holy Ghost is coming out of that mouth. That's what I see. I see you opening your mouth, and you're just devouring the enemy with what you're speaking. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I see you walking, and walking and talking. Thank you, Lord. I see. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this woman of God. Give her more. Give her those eyes to discern and see even greater than ever before. For the times are dark, but her eyes will see. Even the things that the enemy tries to hide, she will see it. She is seeing it. And we thank you for her, Lord. Bless her. Bless her. Bless her in Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hey, Angela. God bless
you. Thank
you.
Amen. I receive all that. Thank you, Lord.
What's going on?
Well, I just specifically want to call in and just let you know you have my condolences. I was so sorry about
your
father. And you know that you're in my thoughts, my prayers. I know God is with you and your family, and that, you know, he loves you so much, and that you're a strong warrior for his kingdom. So I just want to let you know that, because I appreciate the prayers you sent for my dad. You know, I pray for your dad also. You know, so
yeah.
I just want to let you know that. And I thank you for that powerful word.
Oh, thank you. That was the Lord. He's trying to prepare us, trying to get us in place.
He is.
So that we'll be full of oil, his oil, so nothing will
will come to deceive us. Nothing will come to harm us. Thank you, Lord. And, it was a glorious time. I prayed over him. He couldn't talk, but he would move his head. And I put worship music, and you could see him trying to say, holy, holy.
Oh, wow.
My daughter anointed his feet with lotion, and his hands were dry. They were being swollen because, the liquid was going in through his body, but she was like preparing him. And I called each and every one of the family members. They didn't know what to think of it, but oh my God, the things that they told him in his ear, because I put it on speaker near his ear, and they told him that they loved him. And oh my goodness, I made a lot of calls, so because nobody could be there, they all live in different places. And so he was living in Corpus Christi, and so everybody was in New York and in the Dominican Republic. I had a cousin that was playing music over there, and he was in the Dominican Republic. I had cousins in Florida and New York, and everybody talked to him. And so there were some that couldn't even talk, couldn't say anything, but they got that chance. They all got that chance. And a few hours later in the morning at 5:20, they said he had passed away. I was right next to him, and my sister was sleeping on the couch, and I was in the chair, touching him from time to time and telling him we loved him. And it was an amazing time. It was an amazing time. Wow. So I knew it. Yeah, it was beautiful.
Right.
It was a beautiful time. Right. I mean, that's what anybody would want, to have their family, their children next to him, to her,
Right.
I talked to him, and I led him in prayer again, just making sure. And, he didn't want to go. And I said, it's okay, Dad. You can go. It's all right. We're going to be okay. Don't worry. You can, and I talked to him about heaven. I told him, hey, once you're over there, you're not going to want to come back. He liked to plant and farm and do all that. And I told him, there might be animals up there and all this stuff. And so my niece and my daughter, we were all joking that probably when he entered heaven, the first thing that the first to say hello and welcome him probably were a bunch of animals. Hello, hello.
Wow.
He liked
animals? Are you the farmer or something?
Yes, he loved that. He loved farming. And I said, Dad, and the flowers there, they're beautiful. And the buildings, they're alive. There's a mansion for you. I go, you thought, you had your little place that was okay. Oh, wait till you see what God has in store for you. And so I was, hyping him up and letting him know that it would be wonderful there and that he would get to see a lot of loved ones. And, I was joking a lot, too. I was joking a lot, too, with him. But
I'm
knew
sure they gave him great. Right.
Yes.
I'm sure.
And when
when
I called my brother, his eyebrows went up. Like, he didn't have the strength. It was hard for him. But he heard. He heard them all. And, it was an amazing time. I did for him what I would have loved people to do for me. And so.
Right.
I have peace. I have peace. Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that.
In a way, we joked around, we kicked with each other, we laughed, and and at one point my sister got kind of jealous, and she was like, you were Dad's favorite, that's why he was so hard on you. And I'm like, what a way of being favored. And then I'm like, Dad, isn't it true? If he were able to talk, he would be on my side.
Right.
And so my nieces and my daughter were like, oh my goodness, this aunt of ours.
It was a beautiful time. You gave him everything you had, so I'm sure he knows that.
Yeah.
I'm sure he appreciates everything.
His heart's desire was to go back to Puerto Rico, but
Oh, okay.
They let him go too far. Yeah, but and I told him, hey, I'll do what I can do, but you have to get better. But he didn't want to let go. He wanted to stay. He wanted to go with me. But
right.
I kept telling him, no, right. It's okay. Don't worry. It'll be all right. And so
right.
he was like joking with me when he was able to talk. He says, well, what, are you my mother now? And I go, yes. He was always fighting with my sister, and I'm
right.
here scolding him. Hey, you, what, you're my mother now? And I go, yeah,
wow.
I have to because you don't listen. And so, yeah, he listened to me. I think he, but I couldn't be with him all the time. I mean, I was with them years ago, but
right.
you know, since I'm single, I have to take care of. My sister was better able to take care of things. But,
yeah,
if he could,
it's
he would
have good
been
you have
me,
family there to help, definitely, somebody to
yeah,
be there, so.
Yeah, that I spoiled him, and, you know, because he was a character, let me tell you. Yeah, he was. And so telling
wow.
the girls about the story when I was pregnant with my daughter, she was there.
Mm-hmm.
One time the cow had gotten in the street, and the neighbors were like, hey, your dad's cow's out in the street. And I was like, oh, no, and I'm here wobbling with my big belly, and I'm, you know, hey, get in there, get in. And I corralled them into the fence and closed the fence.
Mm-hmm.
It was a barbed wire fence, and I'm here in my flip-flops with my big belly, and then I go home, and I said, Dad, your cows were out in the street. You can't do that. They could hit a car. He goes, what cows?
Oh,
those are not my cows. My cows are over there in the other field. Those are somebody else's cows.
Wow.
Nothing. Yeah, so I have stories.
I thought you said a cat at first. You said a cow. Oh, wow. Cow.
Yeah, I have cows, goats, chickens. I got stories. Even stories with nuns,
wow.
too, that came and all the dogs came out. Because people would throw their dogs. And we had a lot of land, so we had a lot of dogs we would feed. And these nuns come to visit, because my mom was very Catholic. And the dogs all got out. We had nuns flying everywhere. We had the flying nuns trying to catch dogs. And there were, like, my dad was trying to stick one of the nuns with one of the dogs. She says, oh, if I do that, they'll take me out of the convent. So, you know, there's always crazy stuff going on in my house. My dad had...
Right.
I think he had ADHD. So,
well, you're right. He loves his animals, man. I see what you're
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, I'm telling you that he probably had animals saying, hello, we missed you. Where's the rest of the family? Yeah, he's a cat.
He loves his animals. Wow. Now, my dad was
yeah.
like, he liked his chickens. He had chickens, my dad, at one time. He loved his chickens, but the chicken
yeah.
hall actually ended up getting a couple of them.
Uh-huh.
A little bit, they were like biddies, but yeah, he had a thing for his chickens and took care of his chickens till he couldn't take care of. Well, actually, a couple of them ended up being
aww.
Killed by the chicken hawk, and he did have like some roosters left in the end, like three or four roosters, and they eventually died. Yeah, he liked his chickens and roosters.
I didn't
so.
Like eating them. Kill them, you know. I would collect the eggs, you know, and I would go as a teenager. He would buy corn,
mm-hmm.
and I would have nice orange eggs, you know, because they were, like, you know, fed with corn, and I would go down the street.
Okay.
Eggs! Who wants eggs? I would sell them. I would sell them. And so, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of memories there.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
We're going to miss him. He's in a better place. He's in a better
oh, yeah.
place. They
sure.
are. They are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're probably, who knows if they got to meet each other, your dad and mine.
Right, hey, we don't know,
they
never
probably,
know.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Never know.
So, praise the Lord.
I'm glad to hear that.
Is there a testimony you want to give?
Well, you know, I'm just, you know, or just for my family to really, come together as a family, and a lot of stuff you were touching on tonight. My family, I'm very in tune to everything you were saying tonight. A lot of my family, I don't think they're awakened to what's really
mm-hmm.
going on. I mean, they know about the mark of the beast, they know about some things, but like you were saying with other stuff, even with the CERN thing, I've heard about it. Me and a friend of mine talk about that often. The CERN, that's Switzerland, how it's connected to 5G and to the, even with the shot people took, the vaccine is even connected to that. So it's a lot of stuff that, you know, people are not awake to. And, you know, so, yeah, if you just pray for my family that we come together really now as a family unit, and that the spirit of fear and the spirit of truth will come upon this family, and God will awaken them, awaken us more and more, like you were saying, even with me tonight, so that there's some changes needs to happen, that we get closer to him and not just know about him, but really know him and seek him and draw closer to him, especially in this hour we're in, because, like you say, there's no more time to play. It is, you know, he's calling his people.
Well, I'm going to pray, but I want you to. I mean, I prayed over the families already, but let's pray again. I mean, there's go.
Okay.
And one thing that I recommend everybody do is me and Danny lives like 12 hours away from me, but we always connect for prayer. And one thing that I told him, you know, because it can get discouraging seeing a lot of the stuff that you see, but getting a notebook and writing down the prayers and the date that we prayed them, and then when God does them, you know, answers them, we put the date on it, and that brings encouragement and faith. It rises up. Even David would recount the things that the Lord had done for him, and that helped him to, you know, for his faith to rise up even more. Hey, God did it before. He's going to do it again. So that's what I recommend, you know, get a notebook out and just write down all the things that we've been asking the Lord, the things that we see, that we're watching, and, you know, all that. I think prayer is very, very important, especially nowadays. God is talking to me about all of that. And there's going to be discouragement when you're trying to build the walls in prayer and all this, you know, the enemy is going to come to bring discouragement, but it's not in our strength that we're going to be doing the building. It's God. God through us.
Right.
And so we have to remember that, stay in the word and all that. So praise
the
Lord.
And I have written some prayers now. You're right about that. I've done that. It's been a little while ago. I've written some prayers that I go back and look, and I was like, wow, I wrote this. And so, yeah, you're absolutely right. I need to do that more often. But, yeah, I have done that before, writing down prayers.
And be specific, because God does answer them, and he answers them the way you the way you ask them. Like I've said this story before, that there was a sister named Carmen in the church when I lived in Germany, and she wasn't having babies, and she wanted babies really bad. And I hadn't had a miscarriage, and I was praying for this sister because I knew her heart desire was to have a child. And so I'm praying for Carmen. I'm saying, Lord, give Carmen a baby. You know her heart's desire. And I heard the Lord saying, I'm going to give her a child. So I tell her, and she's like, you know, but like that look, like, yeah, you heard from the Lord. And I'm like, you're going to have a child. And so some weeks went by, and she got pregnant. And I got pregnant. I said, Lord, it was that Carmen, not this Carmen. So,
oh, yeah, both named Carmen. Okay.
Yeah, we were both named Carmen. So that was funny. So I always tell people, be specific, you know, because he listens. Does listen. So,
exactly.
That's just a funny thing that the Lord did. Anyhow, so let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we lift up families again. We lift up Angela's family, Father God. That all these things that are happening in the world, people are not being sensitive to hear your voice, to prepare like those virgins with their oil, Father God. It's like business as usual, and it isn't business as usual, Father. We ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you turn things around, that you start touching their hearts, Father God, that you would open their eyes, Father God, to see, Father God, give them a hunger for more of your word,
a thirst for your word, that they, Father God, that as they seek you more, that they'll realize that, yes, they have to be prepared, but that as they seek you, Father God, that this awesome peace come over them, Father God, and that they would share, Father God, that this time that our country and our communities, Father God, that people stay away from each other. We pray, Father God, that you break those barriers that separate people, Father God, and that you make things like it used to be before, where neighbors would know neighbors, that families would be around each other in the Sunday table, you know, meeting on Sundays and gathering together and knowing what was going on with each other, Father God. We pray for that you return those days, Father God, in our families, Father God, that you bring unity, Father God, that you bring unity, unite them like with cords that cannot be broken, Father God, that they realize that family is important, that the church family is important, Father. We pray, Father God, that you stir the churches up, Father God, our families' churches up, Father God, to seek you more and to open up their eyes, that you wake up these sleeping giants, Father God. There's many things that need to be prayed about, and we ask you, Father God, that you open their eyes and to see in the horizon that the enemy's planning, but Father God, that there is nothing impossible with you, my God, that there is nothing impossible with you, and Father God, that they will tear down the stronghold, just like David did, that he tore down the stronghold and he was able to conquer the city. Father God, that he was able to take back what the enemy had taken from him. And we ask you, Father God, help us to take back in your strength the things that the enemy has taken from us, Father God. We just thank you, Lord. It's going to happen and it's going to continue to happen in Jesus' name. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. Prepare us, Lord. Touch them, Lord. Our children, our grandchildren, bring all those people that are lukewarm, Father God, and make them hot, Father God. Take their lukewarmness, Father God, so that you won't vomit them on the day of judgment, Father God. We just pray this in Jesus' name. You go ahead, Angela.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, Father God. Thank you for looking out for those who are disobedient and rebellious against you, Father God. I just pray you will humble their heart, humble their mind, humble their soul, that they will begin to seek your face, especially my family, Lord. I ask you to touch them with your finger of love. Give them a heart of flesh with a heart of stone, Father. Let your word penetrate their spirit that they may be drawn to you. Father, give them a song in their heart that they will come to you, Father God. I just ask you to bless them and keep them, continue to watch over them, continue to watch over PGN and everyone listening on this line tonight, Father. I thank you for your grace and your mercy and your love for us, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, that's it. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I appreciate
You're
it
welcome.
So much.
God bless you. And you have a wonderful week, a blessed week.
Okay. God bless you too.
God bless.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, 225-454, yeah, that's the next one. Your name and where you're from?
Karen from Louisiana.
Sorry, say that again.
I'm Karen. I'm from Louisiana.
Oh, okay. All right, give me one moment. Let me mute you, and I'll be back. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for Karen. Father God, we thank you for Karen. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in Karen's life. Thank you, Lord. I sense the Lord is giving something in you. He's reviving something in you that you had not been doing before, that you used to do for him. And I think the Lord is reviving some things in you because he, and it's him. He's the one that's putting those new desires in you to serve him the way that you used to. And you're excited about it. And Lord, I just pray that Father God, that you just reveal to her even more and more ways
that she can serve you the ways that she used to, but in a new way, Father God, in a new way. We thank you for Karen, for what you're doing in her life, for the, those desires that you're changing, Father God. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for the new things, the new things. They're old, but they're new. And it's the ways that he used to use you, but in a new way. And we thank you for that, Father God. Use her mightily for your glory. For your glory, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hello, Karen. How are you?
Hello. I'm doing okay. How are you?
Good, good. What's going on? What is that newness about? Or have you even started?
I'm not really sure, but then maybe I am. I mean, I guess I'm trying to embark on some new things. But they're not really new, but they're old, just coming back up in my life, I guess. So maybe that's it.
Yes, that is. He's stirring that in you. I see that. He's stirring that in you, and there's like an excitement also in you because you're excited. You know what it, how it felt, but it's going to be different this time. It's going to be so awesome. And so step out and do what he's calling you. Is there a testimony, a prayer? What would you like to say tonight?
I guess not too much tonight, I guess. Just more so just calling in to fellowship.
Okay.
I mean,
thank you.
Do,
do you have a particular prayer need?
Let's see. You can pray for I mean, whatever God leads you, you can definitely pray for my household and family. Household as far as me and my husband, my siblings, my two brothers, and my mother.
Mm-hmm.
We all need God,
Lord,
right now.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Lord, we continue to pray the same prayer, Father God, over Karen, that we've been praying over everybody, Father God, for the families, Lord. We pray that you continue to touch their family, bring them in unity, Father God, awaken them to the things that you're trying to show them, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the things that you're stirring up in Karen, Father God. Give her more. Give her more. And help her to step out, Father God, to do the things that you're putting, those desires that you're putting into her, Father God. And help her to be connected to the right people, Father God, at the right time, Father God, that they will work in synergy, Father God, to accomplish much, Father God. To accomplish much in Jesus' name. And Lord, we just thank you for her marriage. Lord, bless her marriage. Make it strong and use them both, Father God. Use them, their marriage, Father God, for your glory, Father God, to touch other people in the ways that they are, Father God. You created them with a purpose and a plan. Father God, let that purpose and plan rise up and help them, Father God, to see it, so that they can move in it and bring you glory in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God, for her siblings. We ask you, Father God, to stir them up too, Lord, and bless them, Father God, to draw closer to you. Those that are not close, that you would draw them closer, Father God, and those that are, give them more of you, Father God, more of you, and prepare our families, Father God. Prepare our PGN family, Father God, for your coming, Father God, for the things that we need to do while we're on the earth, Father God, because you have a purpose for us being here. It's not just to take up air, Father God, but to do things that you want us to do. And we ask you, Father God, to reveal it to each one and help them to walk it out in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, Karen. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. No, thank you for praying.
Oh, and I got your message, and thank you for that.
Amen.
Thank you so much. I appreciated that, the prayers. And everybody that's listening, thank you for praying for me and my family, and it made a big difference. Prayer does make a big difference. Things are so different when we're prayed for. You can feel it. You can feel it. And thank you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
All right.
Amen.
All right. Well, God bless you. You have a wonderful week.
Well, God bless you.
All right. 225-270, your name and where you're from.
My name's Jacqueline. I'm calling from Louisiana.
All right. Let me put you on mute. I'll be right back. Father God, we thank you for Jacqueline from Louisiana. Father God, we just ask you, Father, in Jesus' name, to bless her. Thank you, Lord, for the movement. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the movement in the spirit and in the natural. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, Father God. I see a covering over you. It's almost like a blanket that came over you. It's a blanket of protection. I see it over you, like a covering over you. I thank you, Lord, for that protection that you have over her. That protection is from heaven. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing there, Father God, in her life and in the midst of her family. Thank you, Lord. I don't understand. It was almost like a blanket that came over you, and I could see the words covering. I'm not sure if you're in church or you're going to go to a church or something for maybe a covering. I'm not sure what it is, but I saw a blanket, like a blanket over you, a light color blanket, and it said covering. And you know what? Covering. It may have something to do with church. So we thank you, Father God, for that covering. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in Jacqueline's life, Father God, for covering her in Jesus' name, for covering her in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hey,
amen.
Jacqueline, how are you? How are you?
All right.
You have a testimony?
The only testimony I have is a couple of weeks ago I had walked to the dollar store. And on my way back, I got overheated. I had to sit on the ground. I got so hot, I thought I was going to pass out. And somebody came along and said, you waiting for the bus? I said, no, I'm so hot, I'm about to pass out. So the lady said, get in the car. I didn't even know the lady. She brought me straight to my house.
Ooh,
I was so hot. Nobody would have came along. I wouldn't have made it. I was sweating down. I was wringing wet.
That was God covering you. Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. And usually people don't
take
like taking
water with
people in their car.
To the dollar store. Yeah.
Mm. Was it a hot day?
Yeah, it was hot. I mean, it was steaming hot. Right there in September, this happened to me. I don't remember
They sell some towels that you could put it in water, and then you could put it in the refrigerator and put it around your neck to keep you cool for those days. That's why you see some construction workers.
I had a little piece to walk back home, and I got overheated. I had to sit on the ground with my head down.
Well, how far was it from your house?
I'm a good little piece from there.
Wow.
I don't know how many miles it is, but it's not that close.
Oh, wow. So God had you covered.
Yeah,
wow,
he had me covered.
That makes sense. Wow.
Yeah.
So, you have a prayer request, or would you like to say something, a testimony, something else? I mean, I love your testimony.
No, I don't have nothing else to say. I'm sorry to hear about your father passed away.
I know.
I have been praying for you.
Thank you so much. I can feel the prayer. I really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, I know how that feels because I've been through that myself. I lost my mother and father. I don't have neither one.
Yeah, I don't have either one. My mom has been a year that she passed away, and now dad, a month after her year of having passed away, and so we lost him one year after the other.
I lost my mom in 2017, and I lost my father in 2013.
It's rough, but I know that we were with him at the end, and that felt good. That felt really good.
Yeah.
I know he's in a better place. I'm not sad for him. He probably is enjoying it too much, and we're over here, you know, being sad for him. So I know that he's all right. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Is there anything you'd like me to pray about?
No. No.
Okay.
I appreciate the prayer, though.
Yes, and Father, bless Miss Jacqueline, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for protecting her, covering her, Father God, to have that person pick her up and take her home, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for being her covering and protecting her, Father. We ask you, Father God, that you touch her this week and even bless her even more and guide her, Father God, and use her for your glory, to minister to other people, to let them know that Jesus is real and that he loves them. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Use her mightily in Jesus' name. All right.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Ms. Simon. It's
You're
always
welcome.
A pleasure to hear you, and thank you for your prayers.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.
You.
All right. All right, 251-229, your name and where you're from. I think this is Sarah. Is this Sarah? I'm going to pray for her. I think she fell asleep. I'm going to pray for her anyway. Thank you, Lord, for Sarah. Thank you, Father God, for... No, wait a minute. That wasn't Sarah. Yeah, that was Sarah. Give me a minute. All right. Thank you, Lord, for Sarah, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in her life. Oh, Lord. Lord, we lift up the burdens, Father God. We lift up the burdens. The burdens, Father God. We lift up what those burdens are, Father God. We lift them up to you, Lord God. And, Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for this sister. Oh, Lord, I don't know. I just see the words, come, little children. I'm not sure if that means, I sense that maybe the Lord would want you to deal, work with children. Come, little children. He knows. Maybe it might be in church. I don't know, but that's what I saw. Come, little children. I saw children. And, Lord, we just pray, Father God, if that's something you would have her do, we pray that you open her eyes and help her to see the way, guide her to what it is that you want her to do, Father God, whether at church or as a job. We don't know, Lord, but you do know. And we just pray that you reveal that to her. Protect her daughter. Help her daughter with her studies. Provide all their needs, Father God, according to your riches and glory. Lord, supply all her needs, her emotional needs, her physical needs, Father God. Supply all her needs. Touch her right now and give her dreams, Father God. Give her prophetic dreams. Give her prophetic dreams. Thank you, Lord. Use her even more now than ever in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. So I am going to go to 240-482. I'm not sure if I already took you. 240-482, your name and where you're from.
Hi, this is Valerie from North Carolina.
I can't hear you, sweetie.
Okay.
Can you speak louder?
This is Valerie from North Carolina.
Oh, Miss Valerie. All right. Thank you, Lord. All right, let me put you on mute. I'll be right back. Thank you, Lord, for Valerie from North Carolina. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I'm seeing a palm tree, and I see winds, and that the winds are practically bending that palm tree over. And that I sense like God is saying that you're like that palm tree, that no matter what hits you, no matter what winds hit you, you bounce right back up. You will not break because he is with you. You will not break because he's with you. You know, there's been storms, but he's been with you. There's been storms, but you're stronger. God is making you stronger from the root up, stronger than before. That when these storms hit, they make you stronger. What the enemy meant for evil, God is going to turn it around for your good. Thank you, Lord. I just see the roots of that palm tree getting stronger, that the hits are making you stronger, that it doesn't it's like if nothing ever happened. You're just getting stronger. That what the enemy thought he was going to bring to bend you, to break you, it didn't. It's making you stronger. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in Valerie's life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because she stands strong in you, not in the power of her might, but in the power of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Valerie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right. Pretty good. I wanted to offer my condolences. I know Prophet Randy mentioned that your father had passed.
Thank you. Yes, he did. But the prayers were felt. I thank you for them because I know that God gave me some strength there. And like I was telling Angela, we were joking and everything, you know. And I called all the family, and each one had a chance to speak to him and tell him that they loved him. And he heard them all, and it blessed them too. A lot of them texted me back, and, you know, some of my cousins, you know, were out of the country, and they were able to you know, say their goodbyes. Some choked up and couldn't say more, but they each got a chance, like if they were there, and that blessed him. I know it did, because hours later, early in the morning, he passed away. It was like almost like it helped him to release. It helped him to release. It was an amazing time. You could feel the presence of God there. It was amazing. And so we joked. We joked around because I can't. That's my nature. I like to, you know, goof around, and I'm like, Dad, if you were able to talk, you would be on my side. And we were arguing about different things, and telling the girls the things that he had done, and the times that he would get in trouble in the house, because he was one of these handymen that needed a handyman. And joking around the time that we were in New York, and they had a brownstone in New York, and a basement and three levels up, and he was in the basement, and he New York are old. And he's yelling out for my mother and yelling and call the fire department. And the basement got flooded.
Oh, wow.
And the fire department comes in. And the big joke was that on their way out, after they shut the pipes and got that him some help, they started singing, row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. And so we joked about that. And then another time he wanted to be Mr. Pizza Man, and he wanted to make us pizza because he wanted to save money. And he put a piece of wood and the pizza on the wood and put that in the oven, and it started burning.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
We're like, Mom, keep him out of the kitchen. And my mom had her handful. And so he was cleaning one time our bureau where our clothes were in, and he wanted to paint it. And so he put a thinner on it to loosen the paint. But he was like, I wonder what would happen if I had lit a match. He started a fire. Again, the department.
Oh, my God.
Again, the fire department started coming over to save Dad. And so my mom was always, you know, oh, my goodness, this man, you know. But he did fix a lot of things. He did, but he did a lot of things that, you know, I will call him Tim the Toolman Taylor. He was always breaking something. But, we were laughing about all that and, you know, enjoying our family. You know, it was just me, my sister, and my niece and my daughter. The oldest daughters were there.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a solemn time, a time where, you know, we were together. And, you know, it was sad, but it was okay. It was okay.
Mm-hmm.
God was there. And
I'm
we thank you
that.
For all the prayers. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, definitely we felt the prayers. God was there. So, do you have a testimony or something you want us to pray about?
You know, I do have a prayer request. You know, that the image that you had of the palm tree, it can really, that's definitely, I feel like that's how it's been for so long. Just, you know, so many different things going on that are challenging. I get just, I would like to ask for prayer for peace and guidance. Kind of in a general sense, just about my job and, you know, maybe thinking about moving on, but, you know, not really clear on that. And just for peace in my family life. And I guess those are the two things I would say.
Okay. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Valerie, and you heard her prayer request, Lord. She's asking for her job, Lord. We pray, Father God, for direction there, that if there's something that she needs to do or move to a different job, Lord, that you would guide her, that you would help her to be in the right place at the right time, that if there is a different job that you would have her in, that she will know about it, that she will be connected to it somehow. And if it's there in that same job, Lord, we just pray, Father God, that you give her wisdom to know what to do there. Or even if there's another job within the job, that she would hear about it, Father God. We pray, Father God, that you will, in her prayer time, Father God, that you would just stir in her, Father God, the things that she needs, that you would provide for her in that time that she spends with you, Father God, all those things that she's yearning, that peace, that wisdom, everything that she needs, Father God, that as she reads your word, that she realizes, Father God, exactly what she's asking for, that you're providing it through your word. And I ask you, Father God, that you let that time that she spends with you, Father God, be so special, that it be so special that she doesn't want to break away from it. And that she would have a hard time, Father God, breaking away from those special times with you, Father God. That she would be so wrapped up in your presence, in reading your word and spending time with you. That, Father God, that she won't want to break away. That make it so much, Father God, that it'd be so good, so satisfying that she doesn't want to break away from you. And we thank you, Father God, for her family. We, Father God, whatever it is that they need, Father God, you know. We pray, Father God, for her, for her marriage. And we ask you, Father God, to bless it, that there be understanding, communication, Father God, that there be a new level of caring for each other and loving each other like never before. Renew that love, Father God, in a special way, Father God. You know, Father God, in all the years that I was married, I realized that there was times that I felt that renewing again. And so I ask you, Father God, that you renew and help them to get reacquainted, Father God, in a special way, Father God, like never before, in ways that they've never experienced, Father God. Lord, I pray, Father God, that you just guide her, Father God, to her purpose, Father God, because she has a specific purpose. So help her to reveal that to her and help her to see it, Father God, and walk in it for your glory. Touch her, Father God, at work that seems to be heavy on her heart. Lord, renew that desire to work there again, Father God, to be where you want her to be, Father God. Make a way.
Thank you,
make
Lord.
A way. Make a way, Father God, that
Thank
she
you,
would
Lord.
Know that she's supposed to be in a certain place for that purpose that you have called her in Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Anything else, Valerie? Thank you for the privilege of praying for you.
Yes, you know, I was going to say that I am actually divorced.
Oh, you are?
And yes.
I thought you had said something about, all right. Okay.
Oh, I did ask for, you know, just prayer for my family, just in general.
Okay.
But I, you know, we have some, I definitely have some communication and other challenges with my ex-husband. So I definitely pray for, you know, peace in that relationship, because there's been a whole lot of conflict.
Yes, I am divorced too. Although I don't have that, I don't talk with him or anything. But yeah, it is uncomfortable. But God can make it change and turn it around.
Yeah.
I know of a lot of people that become friends actually after a divorce. So Lord, we just pray that for not her husband, that you would change that, Father God, that there would be even though it's love, but a different love, but a love that accepts each other and not rejects each other, a love that does good to each other, Father God, and not hurt each other, Father God. Let the relationship be good, Father God, for her sake, Father God. Do it for her, Lord. That's her desire, that you would touch that in their lives, just restore that relationship in a special way, maybe even in a friendly way, Father God. But there's different types of love, Lord, and Lord, we just pray that your love will move in between their relationship in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name
like never before. And that they would see the things that they didn't see before, because the enemy came in to lie. And so, Lord, the things that the enemy came in to steal, Lord, we pray that you restore that in their friendship in the name of Jesus, and that they be support for one another in a friendly way, or however you want it, Lord, in Jesus' name.
In
your
will
be done.
Amen.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Yes, I know how you feel, dear. I know how hard that can be. But there's nothing impossible with God. And Lord, we
That's
just pray
right.
for his salvation. We pray for his salvation, Father God, and the salvation of her family too. Lord, do a special thing in this man. Draw him to you in Jesus' name. I just felt that. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Anything
Thank you
else?
For praying
like
for
share?
That.
Yes, Lord, that's what we're here for.
I'm just very thankful to the Lord that in the midst of, you know, all the challenges, difficulties, that he continues to draw me to him, and just that he's never left my side. That's my testimony. I mean, I've been through some real challenges, but
he's made you stronger, yeah. Because that's what he showed me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's
yes,
what he was showing
it,
me.
And I definitely
like
feel
that. Palm tree was like it was almost like it felt like it was almost to the breaking point, but it popped
mm-hmm.
back up and it was stronger.
Yes.
It's like you kept like Joseph. You kept Josephing. They brought you down, but you kept coming up. You
mm-hmm.
kept Josephing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, bobbing up like the palm tree.
Yeah.
It can't get you down.
So
because
I'm really
the Lord.
Thankful. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
And
that's awesome. That's God.
Yeah. So I'm just very thankful for that. And, you know, just how the Lord has kept me through some just very difficult times. And just being able to continue moving forward and not be stuck is, yeah, I'm just very thankful for that.
Mm. And he's going to continue. You just stay in him and stay in his word, and you'll see that nothing can get you down because he is with you. He will
mm-hmm.
never leave you. Well, even though other people may leave us, but God will never leave us. Other people may reject us,
mm-hmm.
but God will never reject
mm-hmm.
us. He's always there. And he's the majority, not others. And the majority
Amen.
Wins. You're his
That's
favorite.
Right.
You're his favorite. Mm. When he looks at his children, God says, you're my favorite. And it's not like in families that certain parents will have their favorites. We're all
mm-hmm.
God's favorite. And he treats us like we're the best thing. Even if we are just one person, we're his favorite. He loves
yes.
us. He'll never leave us. You know? And so I'm excited for you. I love
Thank
that,
you.
What the Lord showed me about that. He always shows me pictures. And they're pretty spot on, like the experiences that I've had in the past. You know, sometimes I'm like, is that me? Is that God showing? And then later on, he confirms it. He confirms it.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that he's with you. And continue seeking him. And don't allow yourself to be deceived with the things of the world, because there's going to be a lot of deception coming. And so stay strong in him. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, all right, Valerie. You have a wonderful week, a blessed week. And
God bless
come back
you.
Next
you
week.
Too. Okay.
All right.
God bless
God
you.
Bless. All right. I have another caller, but I don't know if you know that your hand is not up. You're 111111. If you want prayer ministry, raise your hand by dialing 1 on your keypad. All right. Sometimes people don't realize that they're not online. And so it's good to remind them. All right. 111111. Your name and where you're from?
It's Barbara from Texas. Thank you for reminding
yeah,
me.
Thank you. Yeah. All right. Let me put you on mute. I'll be right back. Father God, we just thank you for Barbara. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I sense that you have someone really heavy on your mind. It's a family member. And the Lord hears your prayers for them. And it may seem like nothing's happening, but it is happening. God is working in the background. God is working in the background. And so know that God is working some things in the background. That's probably why you haven't seen anything. But you keep on pressing in for that person, because the more you press in, the more God does.
Thank you, Lord, for this person. We ask you, Father God, to touch them, help them, draw them closer to you. Send your angels, Father God, to block them from anything from them that will distract them from you, Father God. Save them from themselves, person from themselves. And Father God, we just pray, Father God, that you set people in his or her path. Father God, set right connection, divine connections. And Lord, and that wherever they go, they will hear your voice in Jesus' name. So we thank you, Father God, for this person in Barbara's life. We thank you, Father God, for the prayer warrior. She prays for others, for her family. We pray, Father God, you give her more assignments, Father God, because she can handle more. She knows how to pray. And we thank you, Father God, for those assignments. Help her to complete them in your strength, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to use her mightily, Father God, this woman of God, Father God. Thank you, Father. There are some things that he's going to be showing you for those assignments. There's things that he's going to change in you for those assignments. Because sometimes God takes us to new levels as he changes us. And we're able to handle those levels. And so he's making those changes in us. And I hear yes and amen. And I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in her life. Continue, Father God, doing those changes in her for those new levels. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And amen. Hey, Miss Barbara. How are you?
Hi. I am so happy to talk to you tonight. Praise God. And my condolences as well goes to you because I know what it's like. I lost my father last year, but he's in a better place, like you said. So I'm grateful for that. Healing virtues, you know, is take them on away so they can just rest in it. And so I'm just grateful for that as well. Thank you. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, well, thank you for your prayers. I definitely felt them, and I appreciate every prayer. It is always hard, and definitely God was there. God was there. He was with me. It was just, it was beautiful at the same time. And
I heard all the testimonies. Yes, that was beautiful.
Yes, it's.
Amen.
Yeah. But I know that one day I'll get to see him again, and I'll hear all about it.
Yes, ma'am. You're strong. You're the light. Yes, so the Lord use you in the presence of others that you're stronger and the strength comes when you think it's not there. Wow.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
I didn't think I was going
to
do all
the family.
Things that I did. Yeah. It was, you know. But it was for him, and that's what God wanted. That he wanted to help him to say goodbye. And that was beautiful. I mean, it touched me, the things that they said to him, you know, over the phone, because I could hear it. And so, wow, I never heard anybody doing that, but I guess God wanted that for him. So, yeah, that was special. That was very special. Amen. So, any testimonies, Miss Barbara?
Yes, I do have a couple, and but I also want prayer because I know I have to stand before the congregation. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, now ma'am? I can. Yeah.
Yes, I know that. I want prayer for.
Go ahead.
The second Sunday. That the ones that I've been seeking God for prayer, the person, it's like a father and a son. And so I had God to, you know, I said some prayers that went up and he testified about it Sunday, you know, how God was calling them back to holiness and stop doing what they were doing. So I was just grateful for that. And that was a testimony that everything that I thought I was going to bring the word about, he brought it out. So I said, God, you heard. So thank you, Jesus. And so I was just so grateful. Oh, my.
God is good. God is good.
So when he said, will you give the benediction and pray for the people? So I did, and he whispered. He said, will you bring the word on the third Sunday? I said, sure. So I said, God, what do you want me to say? Because he preached what you told me to tell him. So,
wow.
Amen. I was so excited.
So that was what was
yes,
on
ma'am.
Your heart, huh?
Yes, ma'am. That God would change them, that they stop performing and playing church. And because I never let people go. I don't like
that.
That's
to let what was on your heart.
Yes. Because I knew I needed to bring the word so I could stop the enemy in his tracks. That you're not going to destroy the people, the family. And you need to stop repeating lies that's not true. Because when God mandate you and you have a work to do, sure, the enemy ain't going to drag your name and say all kind of ill-will things and be ugly. But that's the price we pay when you're a disciple and when you're a daughter of the Lord. That's just part of the test. Pass the test and keep it moving. Don't dwell on it. Just say what you mean what you say, and stay in the word and give them scripture for it. So that's what I did. And then he said, will you come back and bring the word on the third? I said, sure. Why not? Why not? Because I'm going to say the same thing you said. And I'm just going to take it and give you word out of the Bible, because we didn't write the word, so there's no condemnation here.
That's right.
So I was grateful. I wanted to share that.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, we have to speak out. We have to tell people this is the time, like never before. We have to let other people know, because there's some things on the horizon that are coming. They're already coming to pass. And if people are not ready, they're going to be so afraid, and they're just, it's going to make them crazy. And they're going to be running to everybody for that oil, and everybody's going to have to be dealing with their own issues. We're supposed to be strong together, not one weak and one. It's time to prepare. Stand up and prepare and seek him like never before, and pray for our families and not stop. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we stop because we think it's not happening, but God is good. We got to keep pressing in until it happens. Not stop and not feel like those in Nehemiah's day, that it's just too much. It's too much. You know, we can't. We're weak, but it's not in our strength. It's in God's strength.
That's
going to do it. So we just deliver it in prayer and let God do the rest and continue doing it until he, you know, be like the widow woman that was before the judge. You know, don't give him any space. Keep on in it until it comes to pass. Thank you, Lord.
That's right.
Well,
amen.
We're going to be seeing miracles and prayer is answered. So I believe that.
And also I wanted to share with you that the women's group that I've been helping with, that you and LaShonda and different ones been praying for me about, they had me to pray for. One girl was in my group prayer, and so we prayed for her. And then the next week when she put that request in, and told me about it, I prayed for her and fasted all that week. And then when she came back the next Thursday, then she told the class that these group of women that she was now pregnant. And so I didn't tell her, but one of the ladies that didn't know me motioned for me to come and pray again for her. And I had to tell her my storm and how I weathered the storm. And that my third oldest is my oldest, and she weighed 2 pounds and 4 ounces. So I tell her, never give up hope and doubt, and that's how the enemy comes in. And I said, so keep your mind on the good things and the good dreams, and that the Lord will keep restoring and renewing your heart in the matter. And I said, and your womb is strong. You will carry the full time. And then that's when she said, well, I'm 1 and 2, because I kept hearing girls, you know. And I didn't want to say anything. And I said, well, I hear the agenda. So are you looking for girls? Not just one. I want two. I want 14 kids. I'm like, oh, Jesus.
Wow.
I said, oh, well, my God. So I said, okay, Lord, you heard the petition. It's not in my hand. Ma'am? So we had,
yeah,
I had
no,
to pray for others. She wasn't the only one. It was signs and wonders. And then they said, well, will you come back and do the testimony and testify? And I began to talk about the broken body, you know, the broken pieces, how Jesus hung on the cross and his body was broken before God and before the people. And I said, and see, when you're at the potter's, you're in the potter's hands, he puts you back together again when people make fun and talk about you and try to shed light and discredit your position. I said, the Lord has to position you and get you ready to get in position so that you can birth and be rebirthed. And so
doesn't that sound
when
like
you
Nehemiah?
Said that, yes, ma'am, I was just, you know, yeah. So I was just sharing my
Nehemiah,
testimony with all of them.
It sounds like Nehemiah, he had issues too. He had three enemies that were trying to stop him from building the walls, from doing what God was calling him to do. And so we're all going to experience that from other people, but it's not against flesh and blood. Yeah, wow. And so you persisted. You knew.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, exactly. Right. Exactly.
Because it's never your body. We're just a shell. But see, when he covers us, we're in that protection realm. So they're not doing it to you. They're blaspheming against the Holy Ghost. And so that's the God that's in you, because you're no longer your own when you make that sacrifice to him. So I had to teach those women in that testimony what the Lord will do and to press you, to press in, because he's positioning you to go higher for, you know, for that anointing. How are you going to stand against the wiles of the devil if you don't come up in your thinking, in your spirit, man, and in the word of God? They were like, wow, I mean, you hear it all the time.
Yeah, the
you
battle
guys preach
is in
on
the
it, talk on it. Yes.
That's why it's important to get the word of God in our thinking and, you know, and bringing them, bringing those things captive to the obedience, to obey Christ, to obey Christ.
Okay.
When they come out of place, I bring those thoughts to the obedience of Christ, and again and again and again until it stays there. And so, you know, if the enemy can mess with your thinking, then he can mess with everything else. So, yeah, our battlegrounds are in the mind first. So, yeah, you're right.
Yes,
you're right. Yeah, and we got to tell others. We got to tell others. Pray. Continue praying. I know these one ladies that I was ministering to about, you know, they were both facing possible divorces, and that's exactly what I told them. Stay in the word. Stay in God's word. He's going to give you the strength and the wisdom to know what you got to do. I mean, each case is different. I mean, God hates divorce, and, you know, but sometimes you got to stay in peace and do what God says, and, you know, but we have to be ready in season and out of season when we feel like it and when we don't feel like it, because there may be somebody that might need it more that day. And so sometimes when we're used, it's not easy, because we may be going through stuff too. And so we have to be obedient to God in good times and in bad times. In good times and in bad times. So, stay encouraged,
so that's
people.
Beautiful. Yes, and that's what one of them was emptying out to me about her divorce. And she said, I came out of Church of Christ. And I said, it doesn't matter where you came, as long as you give God the praises, as long as you, you know, just keep ushering those songs in, being that leader for the worship. And I said, don't stop just because that happened. We all have been through something. And I said, so that may be a pressure point to you and trigger in some areas, but keep asking God to build you up. So you're right on that. And I have, you know, been working and tirelessly, you know, how we go through our own storms. But you heard it tonight, and thank you for that. But at the end of the day, I told one sister that I'm going to be praying for her. And she said she hid an envelope from herself. And I told her what I saw, what color, you know, where she hid it, and what color and everything. She said, that's where I had it, but I don't see it. And I didn't get to tell her the rest of it because later I said there is a corner in the back where you put where you had those books. I said the Lord is telling me to check the back corner because it's stuck. I'm like, okay, I'll just call in tonight and tell Ms. Carmen to go ahead and touch and agree that she finds it and that if it is not lost, that God will highlight it to her. So I'm just asking everyone that's in agreement with me to just touch and agree with us.
You heard Sister Barbara, Father God, when we touch and agree with that and we lift that up to you, Father God, knowing that you heard this prayer. And we thank you, Father God, for the testimonies that are going to come out of this for your glory, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you,
it's
Jesus.
It's done in Jesus' name. Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
She lived like maybe 2 hours away, and she said, you see it? I said, yes, I see it. I said, but you don't see it. So we're going to ask God to open up your eyes because I saw it and I heard it before she could even finish talking. So I just thank God how he uses those gifts in us. And thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Just remind this woman, Father God, of the words that were spoken to her, Father God, that she needs to see it. And we just thank you, Lord, because you're working that in her life, that she will know. That the Holy Spirit will remind her that as she seeks you, Lord, that she will see it like never before and that she'll know that your presence is with her right by her side, Father God, leading her and guiding her in all truth in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 We'll hear the testimony.
Yes, ma'am. I can't wait. I'm excited.
Yes, sometimes people think that it has to be one of these, oh, God, prayers. It's a simple prayer, like we're talking to him. He knows, he's listening, you know, and it has to be a certain way. No, God hears us.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the prayers that I've prayed were so simple. I remember praying for somebody one day, and they needed a new job, and I said, Lord, let the job come to this person. And a few days, like 3 days later, somebody called them for that new job. So,
wow.
I mean, it was a simple
awesome.
Prayer. It was a simple prayer. You know, it's just receiving it and believing it. And we have to stand on God's side and receiving what and being in agreement with what he says. So we thank you, Lord, for being in agreement with you. For this lady, for all of us,
Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Yes. Amen.
Thank you.
And even the secret things in my heart. So thank you, Lord. I receive it.
Yes, Lord. Give it to her, Father God. All for your glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen and amen.
For your glory. Thank you, Father.
Right.
Amen.
Anything else?
Okay. That's it. We prayed over everything, and I'm just grateful, you know. Amen.
Right.
That God will give you strength and endurance to run this race and know that God is working everything out for his good, for your
thank
for
you,
his glory. Amen.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
You.
Yes. Amen. All right. If that's it, then I'll be closing out. Do you want to say a prayer for everybody on PGN? This week was Prophet Randy's birthday. So Monday when you come on, just say happy belated birthday. And Lord, we ask you to bless Prophet Randy and give him many years and protect him and give him more prophecies. And Father God, that it be clearer and clearer to him, Father God, as he releases those words, bless him. Guide him and lead him and to show him how to lead us too, Lord, in Jesus' name. Bless him on this new year that he's in, the newness of life in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. You want to say a prayer for him?
Sure. I just pray that God just I'm in agreement with you, what you prayed. And God, we thank you for the words that he has spoken over people for years and years that you've given him concerning the knowing of God's divine will. Keep him in perfect peace, perfect protection, perfect for him and Julie and the family. And that, God, he continue to multiply the fruit. Keep that revival spirit, God, in him, and keep him with joy, perfect health, perfect will of you, Father, in the name of Jesus, and increase the boldness, increase his spirit, man, to continue to grow in the prophetic, and that the treasures will continue to be poured out on the people. And, God, we just ask that you keep him with the kingdom and the glory and the power and the honor that he gives to you, Father, but give it to him as well, because our work will be honored. Lord, let the legacy go forth, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, as different one partner with him to be the blessed one. And so, God, we just ask that you rain upon him the blessings and the favor, the wind of favor upon him and his family and PGN and all the ones that sit up under his voice. God, continue to let that voice be that flaming fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And we thank you for your word, because your word is already blessed and revived in all of us. And your word is settled in heaven. And we thank you, Father, because your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. And we thank you for the word of truth, the word of God, and the righteous that decrees and endures forever and ever. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Thank
you.
Go ahead.
That's it. I just feel a great anointing, the power of God on the listener, the caller that's in agreement with us, that all the dreams and the visions and everything that we have, that we'll be able to testify and tell of the goodness of Jesus. Glory to God.
You know, as you were praying, I got a sense that the enemy is trying to, you know, lie and deceive. And, Lord, we just pray, Father God, that whatever the plans of the enemy against PGN, Father God, that you break all those plans in the name of Jesus by the blood of the Lamb, that whatever manipulations, Father God, be broken in Jesus' name, that whatever is being stirred up be broken in the name of Jesus. That it will not, that you bring confusion into the kingdom of the enemy, Father God. I pray, Father God, that there will be no counterfeits to lie and make up lies, Father God, that there will be no counterfeits. That's what I'm hearing, counterfeits about PGN in the name of Jesus. And not necessarily us, but, Father God, things that the enemy will want to do, and we just knock that down in Jesus' name by the blood of the Lamb. And we thank you, Father God, for the protection over PGN and all the families and the ministers on PGN in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
There will be no deception, Father God, no lies in Jesus' name that the enemy will try to bring against us, Father God, in any way. Lord, I thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Protect the family, the children, the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren.
Yes,
Father God, all the family members of people in Jesus' name.
Yes, Jesus.
Amen.
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 Blessings, blessings. Love you guys. Happy belated birthday, Prophet Randy. We love you guys.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
Prophet Randy. You know what? Mm-hmm. Let me see if everybody's on and they want to all sing happy birthday to him. Let me unmute everybody. Are you there, lady? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello? We're going to all sing happy birthday to Prophet Randy. All right.
Okay.
Let's go. Happy birthday to
you.
Come on, ladies.
Happy birthday,
All right. everybody. That's the end for the show. I'm going to play a song, and that'll be the end of this show. You have a blessed week this week. I'm going to mute everybody right now. Be blessed, be blessed, be blessed in Jesus' name. All right, here we go.
Maker of stars, the sun and moon, heaven and earth, the time by you. Oh, I believe in you. Took my weary heart, broken and bruised, every part you made brand new.
And greater is he living. love.